Our guest in the cafe this morning is Emily Glass in Sulphur Springs, and Emily wears a lot of hats, vice president of Alliance Bank and owner of Venue at 219 in downtown Sulphur Springs, an outstanding meeting place, and then, of course, former mayor of Sulphur Springs. So welcome, Emily, once again.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so we check in with Emily from time to time to see what's going on in Sulphur Springs. But one thing I want to ask you about is that you're, you know, on the front lines here as a mom who's at home now with three little kids. So how's that going?
It's been an interesting adjustment for everybody involved, I think. The teachers at Sulphur Springs have been wonderful to really be helpful with the kids' assignments. But, you know, working from home while, quote unquote, teaching from home has been very interesting. But we're adjusting and we're enjoying the kind of slower lifestyle and the time together.
It's a big change, isn't it?
It is a big change.
Yeah. Well, you've got three great kids, so it's it would be a delight to spend some time with them every day. Well, let's talk about some things going on. We had a conversation that we had to postpone here a few days ago, but you were telling me about a thing that happened at the Plain and Fancy Sandwich Shop in downtown Sulphur Springs, related to all of the things that we're going through. So tell that story.
Yes. So I have enjoyed getting to eat at Plain and Fancy for years and years and years. And so I was very touched by this story just because they're wonderful people. It's a wonderful place. And they had a guest come in and had, you know, purchased their meal. They left and then they didn't really think too much about it. But a couple of hours later, the same gentleman came back in and the owner started wondering, oh, no, did I maybe get their meal mixed up or did something happen? Did they not enjoy it? But instead, the man just said, you know, we really enjoyed our time. We just wanted to do what we can to help, and slid them an envelope. And inside was the amount on a check that they needed to cover payroll expenses. And that story just really still gives me chills every single time I think about it or tell it or hear it.
Gosh. And this was not a local person? Or just
not a local person, right. I mean, it was just too amazing.
Must have made a big impression. The staff there must have made a big impression on him and I suppose his wife. Wow. Great story. So he covered their payroll.
Yes. Mercy. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing.
That's fantastic. We're talking with Emily Glass, and Emily is vice president of Alliance Bank and former mayor of Sulphur Springs. So how is Sulphur Springs reacting to this and responding to this? In general, you say there's a thing going on at Pacific Park every day where they're providing food for, I guess, mainly for school kids?
Yes. So I have been so just impressed and touched, not only just here locally in Sulphur Springs, but really just across the whole country, with how much people are seeking out ways to serve and to help and to make sure that people have the necessities in order to get through this all together. But there's a group of people who are meeting at Pacific Park, and they have a lot of financial donations, food donations, people still within, of course, the 10-person requirement, coming in to help prepare and to get the food ready each day for these kids to take. It's just kind of a, you know, come and go. It's making sure that everyone's abiding by the social distancing guidelines and rules, but making sure, too, that everyone has the food that they need.
Mm-hmm. And then the school district is also doing something similar to that as well.
They are, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is just, it's wonderful to see the school district make sure that all of the kids' needs are met. And at both places, the school district has multiple pickup locations, mm-hmm. and they're providing breakfast and lunches. But it's not just for school-age kids. It's also for younger kids as well. So in my case, you know, I have a 16-month-old, and we would be able to go there and get food for him, too. Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. See, the city council is meeting by Zoom now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they're doing the video. They've moved to the video conferencing kind of thing. And then they passed a something recently that's interesting. It's a curfew for kids under 16 downtown.
Right. So this had been brought up several months ago by a couple of business owners that they have businesses in downtown Sulphur Springs, that they had noticed some kids really, after a certain time of day, starting to get really rowdy. And they want to make sure that downtown and all of Sulphur Springs remains a very family-focused area. And it does have pretty late hours, and there are a lot of exceptions. So, of course, if kids are with their parents, but also if kids are needing to get to or from a job during the hours that are affected by the curfew, or if there's a school event or a myriad of other things as well.
It's 10 p.m. during the week and 11 p.m. on the weekend. So
Yes.
All right, good. And then see where also in the city, we're almost out of time, but making a lot of improvements on Connolly Street, which is just kind of an iconic historic street there in Sulphur Springs. And they're making some pretty major improvements to the sidewalks, I guess, for the most part.
Yes. So that was part of the sidewalk grant. There's such a lag a lot of times of when things are actually approved and when they actually go into effect, just because of funding and everything it takes to make these projects happen. But this was part of the sidewalk grant that helped improve the walkability, particularly between the parks and Sulphur Springs. And Connolly is just an absolutely beautiful street, a beautiful area. And I think that this is just something that is, what a perfect asset, and to, you know, really add to our town and to make it more walkable. I'm very excited about this.
Makes it more possible to walk from one place to another, with park to park or what have you. That's well underway. All right, well, we'll talk again soon, and good luck with the kids at home and all of that.
Thank you so much.
Very good. Emily Glass, Vice President of Alliance Bank, owner of the venue at 219 and former mayor of Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETU.